There's been plenty of focus on the Ukraine in recent times for political reasons, but they've earned sporting prominence via the Klitschko brothers. The younger of the two, Vladimir, bids to be one of the greatest heavyweight champions of all time. He has defended his title successfully 19 times. The man is massive, 6 feet seven. This Sunday morning, our time, from 6 a.m. on the main event, which is pay-per-view, $49.95, Klitschko might get an Australian fright. The man from Gatton, on the Darling Downs, trained in a tin shed, Alex Liepai, will take on Vladimir Klitschko in Oberhausen, Germany, for the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship. I caught up with him just before he left for Germany, and I began by asking his coach, Noel Thornbury, how he was going.
Everything's going really well at the moment, Alan. We've brought over Razvan Kozhenu from the United States to spar with Alex, and he's a similar size to Klitschko. He's maybe an inch taller at 6'7" and 120 kilograms. So we've been as
get him, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, and being as practical in our preparation as we possibly can. So
now everyone listening to you are really hypnotised by what Alex is going to try. So let's keep it in lingo they understand. I mean, here is this Klitschko with an enormous reach. He's a 6'7" job.
Yes.
Last time we spoke, you said that Alex has got to get inside. That means you can't be stuck out there at the end of the punch. You've got to get in closer inside him. How hard is that?
Klitschko is going to make it as hard as he possibly can as well. So Alex has got to try and fight his fight. He does have to get inside. It's no secret. Alex is 6 foot.
So he's got to fight close to Klitschko.
Very much so, yeah. It'd be nearly impossible to beat Klitschko from the outside. Right. He's 25 world title fights he's contested, and the guy knows his way around the ring. He's had an extensive amateur career, and he will try and keep Alex at arm's length. Mm-hmm. And Alex, therefore, has the challenge of trying to get closer to him so he can shorten this fight up.
And your boy, this fella here, has got a phenomenally powerful punch, hasn't he?
Look, Alex, I think I can say without fear of contradiction, is the hardest puncher in the heavyweight division today. So Klitschko is going to be very aware of that. He has been stopped three times, and those three opponents that have stopped him wouldn't punch anywhere near as hard as Alex.
Alex, how are you going?
Oh, good, Al. Thanks for having me on the show, Mike.
No, don't you be silly. It's wonderful to have you here. How's the body?
Body's good. Just, win our last week of preparation with the heavy sparring, and everything's falling to plan.
Now, in terms of the heavy sparring, you heard what Noel said, that, and you talked about this last time, getting inside. Now, you've got a bloke here who's 6 feet seven. Have you had difficulty now in this sparring with him, getting inside his reach?
No, everything's going good. You know, with the head moving and that, and getting inside's been pretty good, you know, with sparring this week, and just got to get used to this holding, you know, because I know Klitschko's going to do a lot of holding and
stop you from punching.
Stop me from punching, but besides that, everything is going, you know, the way we want it. So
now, for someone who's watching, and we've told people we'll all have our pay TV and so on. If someone is watching, one of the things people don't understand, I might just come to you, Noel, here, is that the ring is very small, isn't it? You've got these two massive men in the ring. How important is speed?
Very, very important. Especially when Alex gets on the inside, he may only have a split-second opportunity before Klitschko tries to shut him down and hold on to him. So speed's very, very important. Timing's
super important. So when Klitschko's trying to hold him, what's Alex got to do?
When Klitschko's trying to hold him, Alex, there's going to be a split second there where Alex is able to
go whack.
Yes, yeah.
And then the referee comes in and separates them.
Yes.
And Alex has got to keep coming forward.
Yeah. So timing's super important. Maybe even more so than speed. Speed's very important too, but timing that little split second moment there, and that could, you know, change the course of Australian boxing history.
How fit is Klitschko?
Super fit. He's always fit.
How fit's this bloke?
Very, very fit too. Super fit. So we've left no stone unturned.
Could he be taking the boy from Gatton for granted?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I would not be surprised at all.
What's the international reaction to the fact that Alex has won the right to challenge?
Well, look, a lot of people thought that Denis Boytsov would be in this position.
Right. He beat him.
And Alex beat him comprehensively. So a lot of the people are still in shock, I suppose, and saying this should be Denis Boytsov. But and saying, well, who's this guy? We don't know of him. But just because they didn't know of him doesn't mean he hadn't earned the right to make this challenge.
Alex, are you the kind of bloke that gets nervous inside, say, against Boytsov? Did you get nervous?
No, like for the Boytsov fight, you know, I was 100% confident in what I can do, and I just knew that Boytsov hasn't felt, you know, this type of power, you know, and I knew if I land one, his game plan's going to go out the window. I feel the same thing for Klitschko. You know, Klitschko hasn't been hit in 10 years. And I feel, you know, once we get in front of his face, and he's going to realize he's in for a fight.
That's right. And see, Alex, in sport, as you know, the day comes when he will be hit. And you've got to make sure you're the bloke doing the hitting, eh?
That's right, you know, and that's what we want to do. We want to go over there and just give it to him, and then, you know, and bring it home to Australia.
Brilliant. Well, look, we'll all be following you. It's just fantastic. We said we'd talk again, and we have talked again. $1.12. You think we should get a few bob on you at $6, Alex?
Yeah, I think you should put some money on me, mate, because, you know, the people out there who put money on me, they're going to be very rich.
Fantastic. Well, there he is, Alex Leapai, Leapai. It's a phenomenal thing for Australian sport and for Australian boxing. The first Australian to contest the World Heavyweight Championship since 1908. So we wish you well. Noel, good luck. Yeah.
Thank you, Alan. Anyone that's wanting to tune in and watch the fight starts at 6 a.m. on Sunday till 9 a.m. The support we can garner.
We'll be giving everybody that. 6 a.m. on Sunday and right until 8:30. It'll be on Foxtel's main event. That's so you just go to mainevent.com.au, mainevent.com.au. Alex Leapai fighting Vladimir Klitschko for the Unified Heavyweight Championship of the World. It's hard to believe. It's a good sound to it, Alex. Hey? Heavyweight Championship of the World. My old man said the world's a big place. Yeah, and in my world, I don't want to meet you.
Yeah, we just got to bring it home, Al, and make history.
I hope so. Good luck. And thanks for both joining us again.
Thanks very much.
There's Noel and Alex, lovely people.